Simon Sandoval Moschenberg is with the Legal Aid Justice Center. He says the facility in Farmville isn't alone in dealing with infectious disease. There have been cases of chickenpox and mumps at ICE detention centers across the country as more immigrants are detained and space gets crowded.
You know, it's not surprising that when you have people stacked on top of each other like sardines, when an outbreak does start, it's going to rip through one of these facilities like wildfire.
An ICE spokesperson says they're working closely with state health officials to prevent the spread of the virus and provide care. While most recover in a couple weeks, occasionally there are more serious complications from the disease. For the moment, visitation at the facility in Virginia has been canceled. Sandoval Moschenberg says that's harmful to detainees, many of whom have children here in the U.S.
Not just to the morale of the people inside, but also to the kids at the last minute who might have been expecting to, you know, see their fathers the week before Father's Day and now are being told, sorry, you can't, and we don't know when you're going to be able to do that again.
Immigrant advocates say ICE should stop detaining people who have minimal or even no criminal record. That would help prevent health risks and save taxpayer dollars. I'm Mallory Nopane.